3. This is Ted.
Hey, Ted. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. I tried calling you a couple of days ago. We do equipment financing and working capital, and I think the gatekeeper or the secretary mentioned that you guys, you know, had 100K in equipment or something like that. You're looking to add on.
You know, I was kinda, but the project totally got shut down last week. So.
Oh, no kidding! What happened, you guys? Like.
I guess the customer I was going to do it for, they were doing the job in-house, they were going to farm it to us, and then the buyer sent in his proposal, and he said accounting rejected it, so.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so I guess they're going to send the job to the Philippines.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Has that happened before?
Oh, it's just part of this business, yeah. I've heard it more than more than I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, so it's pretty typical then that that happens? I mean.
Oh, it's really typical. You know, it's hard to compete, you know, with
those. Yeah.
When they're paying them a buck a day.
Exactly, you know, and like, I mean, how do you guys compete or like stand out above your competition?
It's tough, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's I've been doing this for 15 years, and each year it just keeps getting tougher and tougher.
That's good. So what do you think, like, is a way that you could, you know, stand out or? Or get those types of business?
I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah. I was just curious to see if, like, how you guys, like, where you think the industry is going to go or, you know.
I don't know. I don't have a good feel for it. Yeah. This year's been kind of weird and really soft. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that. Like, I you think it might be the election year or...
You know. I just don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, Ted. Well, yeah, like I said, I wanted to, you know, reach out about the equipment. We had you guys, you know, pre-approved for some equipment financing as well as working capital, you know, to about 250K as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we were able to get you that 250K, is there anything you could do with it to grow the business?
Possibly. Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's just kind of, yeah, I wasn't expecting this project to die, so.
Yeah, I know that's,
here.
So yeah. Do you have, like, some projects lined up, or?
Just small projects, you know, but nothing big, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I mean, what could you do with that, you know, 250K?
You know, I don't know.
There's nothing on the wish list over there or anything you guys, you know, the benefit you guys, or, you know, some extra cushion.
Oh, maybe a little cushion, but, yeah, I don't want to buy any equipment without a specific job in mind, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, if you didn't have anything, you know, as far as the equipment or any jobs that you do, like, what type of equipment would you add on? Or do you normally add on, like, CNCs or?
Yeah, just either a CNC lathe or CNC mill.
CNC lathe or mill, yeah. Okay. I mean, do you have, like, is there a specific bank you lean on, you know, when you usually do that financing?
I've gone through U.S. Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had a pretty good equipment financing program, so, like, they seem to be kind of aggressive right now, which... I'm not sure what that's about.
Yeah. What, you mean aggressive as in trying to get you...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, how was your experience with them? You didn't... It was good with U.S. Bank?
Yeah, I financed a few mills through them, and they were really, really good to work with.
Really good? Okay. No, that's,
yeah.
That's good. And, I mean, with them, do you have a line of credit with them as well?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Do you have a line of credit at all?
I do, through Clackamas County Bank. Yeah, it's a small one, so.
Oh, okay. And how big is your line over there?
Like, I think it's like 75 grand or something like that, yeah.
75,000, okay. And, I mean, how much do you have used on it?
About 60.
About 60, okay. He's got like 15, okay, of room. Yeah, I mean, you know, with our working capital programs that we have multiple programs, and we're, you know, generally able to free up 10 to 15%, you know, of your gross annual sales. So to give you, you know, a better example, what were sales like last year for you over there?
What's that?
What were sales like last year over there for you?
I think like 730.
Like 730? Okay. So, I mean, yeah, a quick quote, you know, off that, we'd be able to get you around, you know, like 70, you know, on up to like 100,000. That's just like a quick quote based off the sales, you know, without taking other things like credit into consideration, you know. And do you have any, you know, current loans out right now besides the line of credit?
I owe like about 20 grand on one machine and all the... I got 8 machines and I owe 20 on one and all the rest of them are paid for, so...
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you have a whole fleet there already paid off?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, almost all my equipment's paid off, so...
Yeah, no, that's great. And I mean, with that, I mean, that's a good position to be in, you know, honestly, coming up. And, I mean, are any more, you know, looking to expand the business, like add on more machines or any, like, bad ones that need replacing?
You know, it's hard to say right now. I'm still trying to regroup after this bad news last week, so.
Yeah. No, I know that's tough on the, you know, on you over there. I'm sorry that.
Yeah, I've been working on it. I've been working on it for 7 months, and last Monday.
No way.
Last Monday, the quality manager sent me a email of what inspection equipment to buy for the project, and by Wednesday, the buyer told me it got shot down.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So just kind of, do you guys, you know, have anything else, you know, really, I know you said smaller jobs, but do you have any big jobs on the horizon coming up to, you know, kind of?
I don't see anything big, no.
No?
Just our small, normal, day-to-day stuff.
Okay. All right, yeah, I mean, if we could get you, you know, that 73 to 100, you know, 1,000, would you be able to, like, use that to get you in between jobs, or,
Right now, I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that could change any week, you know?
True. That's true.
Yeah.
And, like, with it, I mean, your line, what do you usually use that for?
What's that?
With your line of credit, do you use it, you know, for materials, or do you...
Yeah, usually materials and things like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have, I'm guessing, like, a net 30 or, you know, 60 with your customers, and...
Yeah, it's 30, 45, and 60, kind of depends on which customer they are, you know?
Yeah, I know I've talked to some, like, the bigger ones, they're around, like minimum is net 90, which is just crazy, you know?
I mean, and they keep trying to push me out further, and I just tell them, you know what, I'm not interested in doing your work for 90 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just hard to make money if you're financing a large company.
Exactly, and... I'm sure, you like, the vendors you get your materials from, do they, like, it's a net 30 kind of payout with them?
Yeah, net 30, yeah.
See, that's crazy. You have to pay all the materials, you know, and then you don't get paid, you know, 3 times.
I know. And if they're 90 days, they'll pay you in 110, you know?
Right. It's never the exact 90. I know. They drag their feet. Yeah, so, like, that's definitely, you know, a tool that could be used to get in between jobs, you know? So you just use your line, basically, to rely on that to get you through?
That, and last year we got our ISO 9001 certification and our AS9100, which is aerospace certifications.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that would cost me like 40 grand last year, and so I put a little money on my credit line with that.
Yeah, and what is that, I mean, what are the, you have to take like a course, or do you guys just do like a program to get certified, or?
I had to have a consultant group come in. And it took 2 years to actually set up our entire company.
Wow.
To meet those demands, yeah.
So what is, like, the requirements? Just the size or, like, the type of machinery you use?
Mainly it's just all traceability of materials and paperwork and everything that flows through the shop.
Oh, okay, so they're just making...
We had a big database built for us, and... So everything we do here runs through a quality management system.
Oh, okay. So it's more on the quality end. They just do Okay, that makes sense with the, you know, aerospace and stuff like that. Like, what type of, like, what would you guys machine over there as far as, you know, the aerospace? Would you do, like, parts for what, satellites or something, I'm guessing?
You know, I do some work for a company out of Los Angeles that does military stuff. And honestly, I don't even know what the heck it is. And then there's a company up in Renton that is a Boeing supplier, and I do a little work for them. And so I haven't broke into the aerospace as much as I'd like to, but I had to get the certification first, so.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay, that makes sense. And yeah, I wasn't really sure how that whole process, you know, works over there.
Yeah.
Okay. And, yeah, I mean, how long have you been doing this for over there, Ted?
15 years.
Wow, how'd you get, you know, involved in the industry?
I actually worked for Boeing for about 15 years and was an engineer for them and a machinist, and I programmed their CNCs. And so I worked about 14 years in Portland and was an engineer on the 777, and then I went to Philadelphia for a year and was an engineer on the B-22, and then
wow.
I just kind of thought one day, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do something on my own, and left.
Mm-hmm. And left, and you just started buying machines? Or did
Yep.
That's cool.
I bought two machines and was a one-man shop for probably 6 months, and then just kind of started taking off from there.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So, yeah, and with those, I mean, did you kind of pay cash for those machines, or you had to finance them, obviously?
No, I financed them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, definitely if there is a need there, we'd be able to get you around that, you know, 73 to, you know, 110K. You know, if you don't really have a need right now. But, yeah, what's a good email, you know, Ted, I can
send you some. TED at S3Manufacturing.com, and manufacturing is spelled out.
Okay, manufacturing.com. Okay. Yeah, I'll send that over about 15 minutes, and then, yeah, when's a good time, you know, to touch base with you and see how things are going?
Maybe next month sometime.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll send that over about 15, and then, yeah, I'll check back in with you next month.
Great. Okay.
All right. All right, thanks, Ted.